tendency to report back to us about your discussion and the work that they have to do yesterday regarding yesterday.
Thanks, Chairperson. The department, the MLA, the Office of the Statewide Advisor, the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, met yesterday to discuss the issues that were raised within the committee, and we managed to arrive at an amicable solution, and SAMHSA, sorry for that, the most important stakeholder, our implementing agent for that matter, was also there. We discussed and we came to a resolution on issues where we had some differences, and we ultimately developed an A-list document that amend the original document. We have agreed that our parliamentary legal advisor is going to lead that particular discussion document. We have circulated the A-list for the fund bill and also the A-list for the liability bill. And I will hand over to the parliamentary legal advisor to take us through that particular A-list document to indicate as to how have we affected the amendment. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members. If I may proceed with B19 of 2013, which is the compensation fund bill, the A-list, Chair. The only change on this bill, Chair, was to, it was in clause 1 on page 2, the first one being in line 20, and it was a textual change, just to omit the word for and to substitute that with the word of. The second change was in line 22, was just to correct the number of the notice. Instead of 1543 to the correct number, which is 1534. Those were the only changes to B19 of 2013. Thank you, Chair. If I move on to the second bill, which is B20 of 2013. The Civil Liability Conventions Bill. The first change was in clause 9, in clause 1. The first change is in fact a consequential change on page 3, in line 25, was to omit the number 17 and to substitute that with 15. The committee will see later on why the consequential change had to be effected because of the deletion of various clauses. The second amendment, proposed amendment, was on page 3, in line 37, to omit again the word for and to substitute that for the word of, so that it correctly now reads National Council of Provinces. And again on page 3, in line 39, to again correct the notice number to the correct number, which should be 1535, instead of the number as it is there, 1543. And still on page 3, in line 42, again a consequential change to omit the number 17 at the end there and to substitute that for the number 15. Then we move on to clause 4. The whole of clause 4 was rejected and replaced by a new clause. This was to align this clause with the way the clause is written in the previous bill, the fund bill. So the clause now reads the heading Application of Act. Clause 4 says, now reads, this act also applies to the Prince Edward Islands referred to in section 1 of the Prince Edward Islands Act 1948, Act number 43 of 1948. The next amendment is in clause 7. On page 4 still, in line 29, after the number 7, to insert subsection 1, to put the number 1 there, as reference to a subsection that we're inserting now. And That was as a result of the next amendment, Chair, which was the insertion of a subsection 2 now in clause 7, and this deals with the jurisdiction issue. The new subsection 2 that we inserted now reads, for the purpose of this Act, the area of jurisdiction of a court shall be deemed to include that portion of the exclusive economic zone and the territorial waters of the Republic adjacent to the coastline of its area of jurisdiction. Full stop. The next amendment is in clause 8 on page 4, in line 45. After the word jurisdiction there, to insert the words contemplated in section 7. Then we move on to part 4, which is in fact on page 7 of the bill. The whole of part 4 was rejected. Part 4 dealt with the detention of ships. That whole part was rejected, which resulted in all the consequential amendments that follows from what follows after part 4, Chair. With your permission, do you want me to take through all the consequential amendments, the numbers? Okay. So in part 5 then, on page 8, in line 32, we have to omit the number 5 after the word part, and to substitute that for 4. So it now becomes a new part 4. And then clause 17, on page 8, in line 35, to omit the number 17 and to substitute that for number 15. In clause 18, on page 9, in line 2, to submit the number 18, to omit the number 18, sorry, and to substitute that for the number 16. Clause 19 is on page 9, in line 5, to omit the number 19, again, to substitute that for the number 17. Clause 20 is still on page 9, in line 8 on that page, to omit the number 20 and to substitute that for the number 18. Clause 21 relates to the amendment on page 9 still, in line 12, to omit the number 21 and to substitute the number 19. And then there's a consequential amendment to the schedule that's on page 10 of the bill. In the second line, we have to omit the number 19, which is contained in brackets there where it says section 19, and to substitute that for the number 17. And then in the arrangement of sections, which is in fact right in front of the bill, on page 3, we have all the consequential amendments listed there, which starts on page 3, from line 1, to omit the reference there to part 4, and all the words following thereafter, up to and including the word ships in line 5, because of the whole of part 4 it was rejected. And then still on page 3 in line 6, to omit the number 5 after the word part, and to substitute that with number 4, so that becomes a reference to the new part 4. On page 3 still in line 8, to omit the number 17 and to substitute that with the number 15. Still on page 3 in line 9, to omit the number 18 and to substitute that with the number 16. Still on page 3 in line 10, to omit the number 19 and to substitute the number 17. In line 11 on that page, to omit the number 20 and to substitute the number 18. And then lastly, still on page 3 in line 12, to omit the number 21 and to substitute the number 19. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Are there any additions to what has been presented?
Chairperson, if I may come in, there is a confirmation by the Maritime Law Association confirming that they agree to the content of what has just been presented, and I hereby hand in the confirmation as Exhibit A, if we're in court, Chairperson.
We are not in court. If we allow you to do the things that you do in court, then you will start to disrespect us. And this meeting is ours, so you can't argue with us here. Are there any questions of clarity? Honorable Oli, you seated too far away today.
I'm scared.
Running away from
you. I'm scared you'll throw something at me, Chairperson. No, I'm just teasing.
Chairperson, I think...
Is this thing... Yeah. I think that... The way that this is drafted, it seems to me to take care of the three problems. The Prince Edward Island problem seems to be solved. The problem of the territorial waters, 12 miles versus 200
miles or whatever,
this thing doesn't work properly. But anyway, that seems to be solved, and the conflict with the detention versus arrest seems to be sorted. My thing is working fine as far as I'm aware. Anyway, so
I think
if the three sets of lawyers then have come to an agreement on this, if the three sets of lawyers have come to agreement, it says to me that maritime lawyers are in agreement, SAMHSA is in agreement, and the state
law advisor
is also in agreement. So I think in terms of the text of the bill, then I'm satisfied that the industry players and the government and the lawyers are in agreement. And so I'm happy with that. I just want to ask a question for the record of the department, because I think that, from my point of view anyway, that takes care of the text of the bill. And I think when we meet again, we just vote yes and gone. The text of the bill is fine as far as I'm aware, and I think everybody's happy with that. I haven't had a single member of the public that's complained, or we haven't had any complaints. So I think we've sorted out the text of the bill completely, and I'm happy for us to move on that forward. I don't have any further technical questions. I just have one question for context. We did have a little chat while we were waiting for the meeting to start, but perhaps just to put it on the record, the reason why Treasury delayed the bill and wanted to go for the option that Canada has adopted of Treasury being involved in the collection of the money rather than it just going to Lloyd's. I've understood the explanation, but I think we should just put it on the record, because just now somebody says, oh, you never asked the question and we didn't bother finding out and all that. Treasury hasn't come to make a presentation to us. But, I mean, if the department can just give us on the record opinion, then at least we can say we did ask the question and we got a satisfactory answer, so we happy with that as well. Yeah, I think it's a technical thing, but the department has an opinion. So if, with your permission, Chairperson, if they could just give us on the record the opinion, then I think we've covered all the bases, and we can actually go away from here saying we did our job and it's finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Honourable Member, for the question. Just to set the record straight, the reason why we've delayed so much is because Treasury had an issue about the money, the fund, going directly from the oil importers, the companies that import oil, directly to the director of the fund, the International Oil Pollution Compensation Fund, because the director of the fund is seen as a foreign juristic person. Treasury, based on their fiscal monetary policy, always have a domestic legal juristic person who manages all outflows of money from the country. That's based on the exchange control and other policy that they've got. So that's why they insisted that the collection should be done nationally by a national juristic person, which in this case is South African Revenue Services, South, and then SARS collects all of a payment, and then SARS makes the payment to the IOPC. In this way, Treasury can track exactly how much money is being paid outside of a country every year.
There is also one technical issue that this bill, both of them, are not tested. One of the bills, the Merchant Shipping Civil Liability Convention Bill, is not tagged.
It's not?
Tagged.
Yeah.
And the delay, I will come to you. The delay is on the MCO piece, meaning that we can do everything, but we can't approve. Today, we will have to defer until the 7th, because we have to wait for NCOP to finalize the taking. The NA has done its part and referred it to the NCOP, and the NCOP is a bit delaying the process. Honorable.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. It's a fairly simple question. I just wanted to check that in line with the recommendation that we took collectively as a committee yesterday, that indeed the Parliamentary Law Advisor met up with MLA and the other stakeholders, have all the inputs that we considered yesterday gone into this drafting. It seems as if everything has gone in, but I just wanted to check that everybody's happy that their views have been taken into account.
Thank you, Chair. In fact, the confirmation that was handed to the chairperson by the department confirms that. Lawyers from the MLA were in fact in contact with the members from the bar that drafted their submission. So all of those inputs were taken into account, Chair. Thank you.
We are going to do today, because of that technical delay, is that we are not going to go clause by clause of the bill. We will do that when we are approving the bill on the 7th. What we are going to do today is to accept the amendment if we do, and reject them if we don't. Then we are going to start with bill number 19. And ask if there is a mover from the members of the committee for us to accept the amendment. Honorable.
Chairperson, for Bill B19-2013, I move the adoption of the amendment. Thank you.
And Mr. Conda?
I second, sir.
the committee has agreed on the amendment on B19, on the proposed amendment. Can we then go to Bill number 20? Any proposal for us to for the adoption of the proposed amendment?
Thanks, Chairperson. I propose adoption.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Doug.
Thanks, Chairperson. I second the adoption.
Thank you very much. The committee has also adopted the proposed amendment. We will then meet to approve the bill when the NCOP has finalized its work on the ground. Thank you, the meeting.
All I've always said is that I want to work with someone that allows for the opportunity to hear other people's views. That's all I've because that's the way I try to be.
In this game, you don't know everything. If you think you know everything, you're in deep, deep trouble. And if you think this is your goal, you're also in deep trouble. For me, the goal is important. We can get everything done right on that.
Yeah.
In line with the objective of building the capacity of the old company. We are saying both the past and the also should consist of building their own internal capacity instead of building others outsourcing that, because also they say they have currently six companies.
Yes.
On the books.
They are outsourcing.
Yeah. And
instead of building their own capacity.
And the quality is not consistent.
Yes.
Now we're not,
yeah.
Now we're just saying,
yeah, they are outsourcing.